former vice president and candidate for president of the United States, Joe Biden.
In Iowa, Joe Biden looks to solidify his status as the Democratic frontrunner by targeting President Donald Trump.
But folks, if we give him 8 years, I really believe this from the bottom of my heart. He will forever change the character and nature of who we are. That's why we have to defeat Donald Trump in 2020, period. Period, period, period.
Biden remains atop national and key state polls for now, but he faces strong competition from several rivals, including Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren.
2020 is our chance. We can make this government work for all of America. Let's do this, Democrats. Dream big, fight hard, let's win.
God love you, Mr. Vice President.
Despite the fact he is 76, Biden remains an energetic campaigner. But he's also drawn scrutiny for a series of recent verbal gaffes, including comments on helping the poor.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids.
Biden has also become a frequent target for the man he would like to face in next year's election, President Trump.
Joe Biden is not playing with a full deck. This is not somebody you can have as your president. But if he got the nomination, I'd be thrilled.
We all talk about these things. I did it.
Biden has taken some hits in the first two debates, but has also shown some resiliency, says analyst Vanessa Beasley.
There's still some good evidence that people in the Democratic Party think that he is the person with the best chance of beating Trump. I think there's a lot of forgiveness in that crowd right now because they want him to maintain that status of the most name recognition, you know, the highest chance of beating Trump.
The first votes in the Democratic primary campaign do not come until February, and that leaves plenty of time for rivals to gain on Biden, says Kyle Kondik.
I think if Biden is still leading as we get into September and October, after we've had a few debates, that will prove that he's a more durable frontrunner. But it's also possible that under this heightened amount of scrutiny, that some of his support may go to some of these other candidates, and then maybe it'll really turn into a truly wide open race.
Democrats also remain split over whether to focus mostly on Trump or push for sweeping economic and social reform, says analyst Darrell West.
A lot of the current debate among the Democrats is, do we need small changes and basically bringing America back to what it was like before Trump, or do we need much more substantial changes?
That dilemma will be on display again when Democrats gather for a third debate in Houston next month. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.